The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 here on the 25th of January, 2019, 7:05 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning. Hey, how you doing in there, Jared?
I'm doing well.
Okay. Looking good there, man. And Linda, you are always as usual.
Well, good morning and happy Friday to everybody. 7:05 in the morning. I'm going to give you a little update with the weather. Sunny today with a high near 72. Clear tonight with our lows of around 46. Saturday calls for a high of 71 and mostly clear tonight with their lows of 44. Sunday calls for mostly sunny with their highs of 70 and Sunday night lows of 44. Monday and Tuesday, again, sunny. So we have a beautiful week ahead of us with clear skies throughout the week. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are always welcome. 365-3793.
Happy Friday, honey.
And with us this morning is our Amy from Haven Humane, our pet of the week. Oh, what a darling doggy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sitting on your lap all darling.
He's very, very cute. So this is Ryder. Ryder's about 2 years old. He is a Chihuahua. He is actually a really energetic little dog. He's sitting on my lap right now, but he really does like to just run and play. And he is the funniest little dog in the play yard. He, as soon as you put him down, he just takes off. He's just, like, getting the zoomies and going every which direction. He likes actually, like, play fetch. He'll play, you know, with toys with you, and he's very, very sweet.
He's got a cute face, really a sweetheart of a dog.
Yes.
Look at this. Little ears are up. Could be like a little play mate for our elk killer.
We see you when we're getting ready in the morning. We see you on channel, you know, 7.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, always like, oh, that's who we're going to get to see today. Sometimes it's... I don't think it's ever been
looks different
opposite,
in real
but
life.
Got those cute bat ears.
He does. He has they're the low set bat ears.
Yeah.
They're not on the top of his head. They're kind of to the side.
Yeah, he's got a personality, all right.
He's picking up radio stations in Japan right now with these things.
So you said he's 2?
Yeah, so he's about 2.5, I guess. Fairly young. He would do well with an older home, like people that are older that are looking for a companion. But he'd also do pretty well in a really active home too, because he really likes to go for walks. He if you hold him, he at first kind of gets nope, let me down, I want to go. So he's just being really nice right now and letting me hold him. But usually he's trying to jump out of my arms.
Well, he's looking around right now. Oh,
now
little kisses.
Now you have a super special for Super Bowl.
Yes. So all of our bully breeds in the shelter are $10 while we celebrate Super Bowl, which is really awesome. And then our every other breed, this little cutie here, is only $25. So we are still running that really fun adoption special. And we're also running a spay and neuter special for cats that starts on Monday. We are telling everybody to beat the heat because kitten season is always nutty. And, you know, there's always
beat the heat.
Beat the heat, yeah. So, and especially this time of year, it's starting to actually get warmer already in January.
Mm-hmm. You know, 70. It's going to be 70 degrees.
72.
Yeah.
And cats 72 require, there. Mm-hmm. They require some good weather in order to reproduce. And so it won't be long before everybody starts going into heat. So let's avoid unwanted litters this year. So you can call. You can, if you do call, leave a message. They have a very high call volume. Email. The email is clinic@havenhumane.org. Everything's on our website. And also private message us on Facebook if you are looking for an appointment. We get through to people pretty quickly that way just because the phones are always off the hook ringing. So sometimes it's easier to go through email or Facebook message and get that scheduled. It's $20 off spay and neuter. So
okay, I was going to ask how much it was.
Yeah.
Okay, so $20 off.
Right.
And then also, I wish people could see this little pup right now because she is a cutie.
He's
a cutie. And he's looking down hey, you know what, put me down, let me just run rampant through here.
Yeah.
And is he good on the leash?
Yeah, he's good on the leash. I mean, he's so small that even if he pulls, it's not really that big of a deal.
Yeah,
you don't notice it, but... Yeah, because he only weighs maybe less than 10. I would guess probably 8-9 pounds.
So he's a cute.
What about
he's
other dogs?
Travel companion.
He seems to do okay with other dogs, but he definitely would prefer older children. Most small dogs kind of, you know, are scared of little people.
Mm-hmm.
So just as long as they're really respectful and, you know, not the ear tugging, you know, tail pulling type, then he should be fine with them.
Okay.
I don't think any dog likes that, but there are definitely those that are more tolerant to overhandling than, and typically small dogs are the ones that aren't as tolerant to overhandling, and it's mostly because they think they're big is what I think it is. I don't know.
It could be. Okay, so we have, still we have the big super pity, what's it called?
Super Bowl.
The
B-U-L-L,
Super, like, no, Super Bowl. Yes, the Super Bowl sale adoption fee, not sale, but
yeah.
Adoption fee for $10 for pitties. And the spay and neutering for cats will be $20 off.
Yep.
And you can pick up any of the animals there for $25 during
yes.
the Super Bowl special. So that means you could take Ryder,
so cute.
Ryder
okay.
home. It is.
Well, thank you so much,
adorable.
Amy.
Yeah.
We always appreciate our Pet of the Week here with Haven Humane, and it's always wonderful when you walk in, and, you know, these animals all love you, and, yeah. So good time.
I did hear that a lot of the shelters across the country are starting to get just inundated with these miniature pigs. Have you heard anything about that?
Yes, actually. We've had a few. I have two at home that I've adopted
right.
from Haven because I had two potbelly pigs that came in as strays, and I ended up taking
strays?
Yes, strays.
They said people just let them out, run around?
Maybe, yeah.
They're so cute.
But people don't realize that there's no such thing as a mini pig.
Yeah, there's not. This one gets up to what?
They can get up to 100 pounds,
yeah,
even if they're micro, whatever they want to call the designer.
They get big.
They get big, and people think they're going to be in their house, but then they get big.
Yeah, and also you've got a 70-pound hog walking
yeah,
around your house.
They're great pets, though. I mean,
they're
if,
smart.
If you're okay with like having a bigger animal in your house, they're potty trained. They're easy animals, I think, to keep, but
mm-hmm.
definitely not for everyone. So
do your homework. Sleep in the house?
No, mine are outside. Mine are outside, but they're like a part of my menagerie. I have a. Just like a.
You have goats?
I have a herd, yes.
I love goats.
A horse and some, yeah.
Can you keep goats like in downtown?
No.
Yeah.
They have cloven hooves.
Is that why?
It's part of one of the city limits, like ordinance.
Oh, okay. All right,
okay.
Amy, thank you very much.
Good
there goes the fact, you know, I was going to like start raising a goat herd around here, maybe
yeah.
in Stillwater,
yeah.
to help to take down the foliage. That's all around the city that
well,
the city
I
should
think,
be taking care of.
I think, did you say Stillwater?
Yeah, Stillwater. It's this area out there where you graze mm-hmm. cattle.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I think Stillwater, like, out that way is county. So you're going to have all the goats you want out there.
No, Stillwater is the city. This
oh.
is a city thing.
Oh,
I
never
know what you're
then.
Saying about it, but this piece of land that Redding bought and developed for millions and millions of dollars that we can't sell.
Can't do anything with.
But
they
do have some cattle out there.
They
grazing.
Have groups of goats that do just that, to like get
right.
clean property. Yeah,
yeah.
It
sounds great.
It costs anywhere from $500 to $1,500 an acre, depending on what's,
oh,
on,
really?
What's on it. Yeah, I've looked into it.
Thanks, Ryder. Thanks, Amy. Bye.
You know,
off to our next media
adventure.
Gig. Yeah.
yeah.
So, you know, the whole thing's about getting these animals adopted. And so how are you doing? You seem like you're what's going on with you today?
Well,
Carl,
if everybody wants to know, we've got I think we got our last piece of equipment for the FM. It's huge and it's heavy. I think that's got to be the power source and the way to keep power from just blowing out our transmitters. We also have a gentleman traveling up from Sacramento that's looking at the AM tower.
Oh, today.
And he's going to be there today to adjust all the transmitters on that so that, you know, we're getting a better signal as it is after AT&T repaired their wires.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's going to come in and balance everything.
Okay.
So,
that's interesting.
Yeah, that's going to be happening.
But you feel like you've
today.
Got something in your craw, and I want to know what I sense it. I've been with you long enough to know when – you're irritated about something, or, you know, you read something. I know you read a lot at nighttime. You've been that person, and they say don't be that person on your cell phone in bed where you're reading constantly, you know, things that probably enrage you. So what is
it? Nothing enrages me. No, I'm serious. Nothing enrages me. I get disappointed. I get irritated. I get Did I say disappointed already?
You did.
Disappointed. I get it. You know, I look at things and I say to myself, how can people actually think that? Or why would people treat each other that way? I mean, I've been in places where people actually, they do their best to open you up and drop your guts on the ground. Just because you belong to a different clan, you have a different religion, or they just don't like your looks. And then I see in this wonderful country we have, and I see the things that people do to each other. Yeah, they're not maybe opening your guts up with a knife, but they're opening your guts up with their words or the way they attack people. And I don't understand this. I don't understand the hatred that people have for other people in this country. I don't understand it. We're Americans. You know, we're a country that has built this world. You know, a lot of people are trying to say, oh, we weren't that great. Well, yeah, we were that great. We were that great. We've saved this world a couple of times, this country right here. And you can look at World War II. I'm not denigrating anything that anybody else didn't do to help. But if it wasn't for the United States rolling into that fight, Britain would have had a tough time winning that. And, you know, France was taken over already. So the Americans got in it. We took the Pacific back from the Japanese. We freed the Koreans. And, you know, we helped the Chinese. I mean, this whole thing. And yet, here we are after that war, and especially in the last 10 years, what's happened that we hate each other? Because you wear a stupid red hat. Oh, that's just like a Ku Klux Klan hat. No, it's not. No, it's not. I don't hear anybody saying there that let's go find a little church in Birmingham and blow it up and kill three little girls. I don't hear that. You know, and the other thing, you know, it's that why is there hatred? Why is there this refusal to work together to help our country? So, am I enraged about that? No. I'm just terribly disappointed. And I'm disappointed by some of our friends. They say stupid things. You're president. No, you know what? He's your president, too. And if you don't like that, then you move. You move to another country. He is your president. Just like Obama was my president, Carter was my president, Reagan was my president. Guess what? They're all my president. I may not agree with them, but they're my president. No president does everything wrong. Obama didn't do everything wrong. He did many good things. Trump hasn't done everything wrong. So when you ask me if things bother me, yeah, it's probably because I looked at this column by this idiot named Joe Matthews that's in the Record Searchlight, and I'll talk about it when we get back. We're way over our break here.
All right.
7:17 in the morning.
We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100.
Real people, real
Real Winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother.
Yeah. Love this.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Hi. Good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Friday. It's the 25th of January. Carl, does it feel like...
7:21 in the morning.
Yeah, but doesn't it feel like... I wrote a long letter to a group of friends last night. January, it's weird that it's 2019 and January's almost gone. Didn't it just... And we're booked, you know, we're emceeing some events coming up in February. We're going to be talking about that in a later segment here of some things happening.
This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. They've started this company. John and Sarah started their company, their firearms store, gosh, like 9 years ago. And they've been a success because of one real big reason: customer service. They treat their customers so well. They have such a great selection of firearms and all the accessories that go with it, classes for CCW and all more. Bastiani Arms. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Now, before we take our break, we were talking about some things that bother you. Get it out of your – people are driving right now. They want to hear what you have to say.
This guy named Joe Matthews, who is has a regular column in the Record Searchlight, and I don't know if that's because it's the Record Searchlight or USA Today. And by the way, USA Today, owned by Gannett, fired 1,000 people out of their newspaper system over the weekend, over this last week.
Wow.
Which makes you wonder. But they did not touch the Record Searchlight. So I got that from the head of their area there. Anyway, Joe Matthews says that the problems with our criminal system and counties is the sheriff, and what you have to do is fire the sheriff of all counties, would solve all types of problems that weren't really clear because he didn't say it. They're nebulous problems. He points out that we have two sheriffs, one in L.A., one down in Santa Clara or some other place, that were arrested for malfeasance in office. He talked about another one that said, you know, he talks about these conservative sheriffs that are rebelling against the California law protecting illegals. Well, that California law is a rebellion against the federal law. So, I mean, I didn't even want to get into that part. But this guy is such an idiot, in my opinion. He talks about how sheriff's elections in rural counties or just in any county draws little media coverage. And that's not true. Anytime you have a cover, you have people running for office, you have coverage. And you have media coverage. You have the opponents, everybody's talking about it, and you have the election. It is covered. So this is just his opinion. Now, he did have something he did say that I have found true. He says that the challenger comes from within the sheriff's department. Well, that seemed to be true from every election I've seen around here for the last few years, that Tom was elected. He came up out of the department running against another guy running out of the department. So there is, it is not a wide gene pool, you might say. There's not a wide selection that are coming in to run for sheriff. How? But he says that sheriffs are, you know, should be more ceremonial. I guess he's trying to draw a parallel between England and the United States. And they, and so that since there's not a lot of oversight, they must be corrupt. Well, why? How can you even say this? How can you draw one because they don't have oversight? Well, they do have oversight. There's people looking all the time. There's people, at, you know, looking at the sheriff, the board of supervisors. Or yes, he's an elected official, but trust me, if the board of supervisors decided to use a hammer, they could do that. And then the people could have a recall election. It could be all types of things that will happen in a free society. But just to blame these, it was, seems to me as that Matthews probably had this thing written a long time. He just couldn't find anything else to throw out there today. Anyway. I just find it that amazing when he says that they are traitors to California because they do not obey the sanctuary laws, sanctuary state laws. Anyway, okay, I'm all right now.
All right, so I was going back to the article you were talking about with the 1,000 people media jobs. And,
did you find that?
Yes.
What's it say?
So Verizon Media will cut roughly 800 jobs or 7% of its global workforce across the organization as well as certain brands and products.
Who will?
Verizon.
Oh, Verizon. Now there's a...
The media industry current round of cuts and consolidation is accelerating. Sizable layoffs at BuzzFeed, Gannett, and Verizon Media, home of AOL, Yahoo, HuffPost, and others, were announced Wednesday, totaling 1,000 jobs cut.
Okay, so it wasn't all of Gannett. I know Gannett was cutting in so many places, but, yeah, it wasn't 1,000. That was accumulation of several others.
Accumulation.
Okay.
BuzzFeed will cut roughly 250.
I stand corrected.
Right. No, I'm just telling you, big picture, the struggle to create businesses that can support a healthy news environment is universal across the information ecosystem. It exists at the local, national, and global levels and across digital, print, and television operations. The events of the past year that underscore this reality, the cheap sales of websites that have raised tons of money, like MIC.com and Mashable, big layoffs at digital properties like Vox and Refinery29, massive write-downs of media properties owned by bigger companies like Vice and Verizon Media, on and on. So you're right, 1,000 jobs, not just from USA, but Gannett was in there.
Oh yeah, they had a big article about that. I haven't seen that in the Record Searchlight though. It doesn't seem like Gannett has put that in their paper. I mean, they don't think it's newsworthy, maybe.
And
that they're cutting jobs out of all their newspapers.
And underneath that, if you think the internet is under the big control of big tech now, it's getting much worse this year. Reports of State of Digital Media white paper.
Well, you know what? We talk about Theodore Roosevelt, who busted the steel corporations, and this. We're looking at three people, three corporations that control much of the media assets and where the people go to in this country, and yet they don't count that as a monopoly. I'm not sure how that goes, and I think at some point Congress is going to roll in on this now. But I'm kind of. I look at this as people who have built a company so strong, and they built it from nothing, literally nothing. But here they are. They control – they have so much power. Should there be some kind of control on it, so it would be almost like the FCC.
Well, we have experienced it here personally because those people who are hired by – that are ad agencies have changed to some of their fees and figures with us. Because they're saying, well, we're using some of these advertising dollars on Facebook and Google and pop-up ads and that kind of thing, where at one time it was just radio and TV and cable.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, everybody's got to compete with that.
So anyway, it says this Google-Facebook duopoly now commands 80% of ad market.
Wow.
And so that we see that, too, and we're like, okay, you guys – we're local. We're trying to be informed here. But I was telling you that this is why we love our small businesses, our local businesses that believe in local advertising And we just really appreciate it. We're seeing it all around us. So, anyway, that's kind of the one of the headlines
today.
Well,
still is 97% of the people out there, 97% listen to the radio. Think about that. 97% of people listen to a radio sometime during the day. So this to me means is that there's still room out there for advertising, as people have said. And in this case, it's from Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has...
I love the segue.
Oh, you like that? It invites you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward, and they do move local dreams forward. We have one of their success stories every month on our show to come in here and talk about what their business is, how their business has grown, how they got started, and it comes because Cornerstone Community Bank believed in them. Visit online at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back after these messages with One Safe Place.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
New Year's resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty?
For the morning lineup, right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Smokers, is it your New Year's resolution to quit smoking this year? Have you considered vaping as an alternative? If you have questions about vaping, go see the folks at NorCal Vape, Reading's vaping experts. For over 5 years, NorCal Vape has been your premier vape shop and lounge, located at 1700 California Street in the heart of downtown Reading. NorCal Vape provides you with the best customer service and product knowledge. They specialize in going above and beyond for you. They treat their customers like family. They will walk you through every step of the process. NorCal Vape, located in downtown Reading.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Good morning. morning and welcome back to KCNR on this beautiful Friday, the 25th. Okay, that means that we are, you know, closing up on some dates here and we're giving a lot of tickets away.
It's 7:34 in the morning. It's 46 degrees out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair. He knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. Jeff Worst, a veteran and a veteran-owned business, has been repairing windshields for decades. He's got one thing in mind, keeping your family safe. Whether it's a small chip, he can fix that, or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. It's all the same to Jeff. He can fix it. RV windshields, he can fix it. Cars, he can fix it. Tanks, well, he might be able to fix tanks. Anyway, you won't be disappointed. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
All right. Well, welcome to our show this morning. We have our gals from One Safe Place, and starting off with Kathleen Kelly, we're going to be discussing and sharing with you the crab feed. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. How are you two doing
Great.
This morning?
We are ready.
Yeah.
We're so ready for crab.
So let's talk about this crab feed. It's the annual, what's the number?
32nd year.
32nd.
Yeah.
That's a lot of years.
Yes.
And who's sponsoring the crab this year?
So we have a lot of sponsors on board this year. We have Tri-Counties Bank. We have Mechanics Bank. We have Dignity Health. We have Shasta Regional Medical Center. We have K2 Properties. We have, there's so many. They're not all coming to the forefront of my mind, but we have at least 20 sponsors on board.
Because when you think of the fact that 1,200 people come to this event, we're talking about this event right now in the fact that we do have some more tickets available, but you get very close to selling out, and once that happens, forget about it. And this is
exactly
probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest, social event that happens in Reading. And of course, all the monies go towards these programs that we're going to be talking about this morning with One Safe Place.
Absolutely. And one of the topics that Christine will be covering is Camp OSP. At our live auction, we have one of our live auction items, which is Send a Kid to Camp. And that one is a very important one because there's so many kids in this community who struggle with violence in the homes. So it's an opportunity for community members to come together and help send our children in Shasta County to camp. And it's a beautiful thing.
Okay, so let's talk about the crab feed. That's what do you want to talk about?
Well, first of all, it's February 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Stores open at 4 o'clock. Crab is served at 6. It's going to be a great time. We're going to have a Dutch raffle, like I said, a live auction. We're going to have the conga parade, which will be Dr. Van Kirk in a crab costume parading through the halls.
Yeah, last time we were here, I think we did this last time saying, hey, that's supposed to be a secret. And you fell down on the floor going, oh, my God, I gave it away. And then you realized that, oh, no, because he did it out loud.
I think because he tricked me.
I
think a one time it used to be a secret, but last year he bit on it.
I don't take advantage all the time, but when I can, I just like to really, get somebody.
You like to go for it.
I go for it. Now, this conga line.
Yes.
He leads it in, and all these servers get behind him.
Yeah.
Because then at that point, crab is getting ready to be served.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And now, you are getting the cracked crab.
Okay. Now,
which, by the way, you are emceeing the event. Thank you so much, Carl.
Joe Comente and myself have somehow been rounded up in this because I said no, 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 no. I even sent an email saying no. But somehow it became yes in there thanks to my pride.
Yeah.
Anyway, they said, well, Joe's going to be doing it. And I went.
Well, we sit with the Morrisons, and they are so generous every year to have this table.
They really are.
And so I don't even know if they know that you're probably going to be not at the table.
Here's the thing is, if I'm going to MC, I just have one requirement.
Yes.
I don't need publicity. I don't need money. But when Joe and I are up there, it means we don't eat crab. And crab takes a while to crack. So the cost for me doing that is Cracked Crab by Angela Jones.
That makes complete sense.
And I don't know if it's going to be her little fingers doing it, but somebody will.
Somebody will.
Somebody will. I told Joe, hold out for the Cracked Crab. And he goes, they'll do it for you. He's easy.
You're on your
novice.
Feet a lot. Okay, so the tickets are, again, onesafeplace.org, osp.org, correct?
OSPShasta.org, yes.
Okay. And or any other place you can get the tickets?
You can go online, yes. You can come to the office, 2250 Benton Drive, or you can contact myself or any of the other ladies in Fund Development, and we will happily take your credit card over the phone and take your money.
Now, right. When we say 1,200, I mean, the place is filled there. If it was 1,500, we'd have 1,500. So the bottom line on this is the money goes to fund the programs at One Safe Place.
Yeah.
One Safe Place is one of those, I would say one of those few places in California, and this is in California, much less, you know, other places, but in California that is everything's under one roof to help those people that are suffering from domestic abuse. And
right.
That's, when I said people, that's exactly what I meant. Male, female, they can bring their animals.
Mm-hmm.
And they can, you know, of course, they have places for their children.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, and I hate to bring this up, that years ago we had an incident where it just didn't work out. It wasn't hardly enough room. The woman didn't feel comfortable. She went back home. And her crazed spouse shot her and the kids.
Yes.
And I think everybody remembers that case, which gave the impetus to build One Safe Place.
Yes.
The fact is that it saves so many people, and it's helped so many people. This is where, you know, we laugh about this crab feed and all that, and everybody goes, oh, yeah, let's eat crab. But the money goes to keep this place going.
Absolutely.
And the great programs that you have.
Right. And also, if I may, we have about 10,000 people that come through our doors annually. And that consists of men, women, and children. That's everybody.
10,000 come through your doors.
Yes, every annually. Year. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that many. Of course, they all don't stay there.
No. I mean, ideally, we want them to be able to stand on their own two feet.
Yeah.
We provide the services during a period of time so that they can eventually get to that point.
So they're there with you. They're getting job training. They're getting the ability to, like, decompress from whatever stress they've had. And then at some point you help them move on to their next level.
Yes. So there's sort of like a transition phase that they go through.
10,000 people.
Yeah.
And
staggering number.
I know you get a lot of – we've had friends that were on your hotline that would she'd be – she says, I'm on duty tonight, but, you know, we'd be having dinner at their house, and she'd jump up and leave.
Right.
And people calling all the time needing help.
Yeah.
So.
Not to put a bummer on this, but that's exactly
it's a reality.
What
that's what we are supporting at the crab feed.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So
are these programs and services that go toward the 10,000 people that come through our doors every single year to seek services.
Yeah.
It's like, imagine the analogy would be a charity ball. You're dancing at a ball,
right?
But the money is going towards something that is really
greater than ourselves.
Yes, greater than ourselves.
Yeah, and we do it by a crab feed here. And I tell you what, the very first crab feed in my life was yours.
Really?
Linda brought me. I'd come back from Iraq, and I'd been hearing about these. She says, you've got to go to this. And I went, and I was totally unprepared. I was totally unprepared.
You did not have a crab cracker or a butter burner.
There's no butter burner.
But now we have the hat. We have the whole thing.
Hat.
We're going to have hats this year.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Well,
you
know,
we bring a kit with us.
It's a little bag of stuff. But the most embarrassing part was that I never had eaten. You know, everybody likes crab.
Right.
Well, not everybody.
You're right. Ted Leidy.
We will have chicken
like
at this event, by the way.
Oh.
For those that don't eat crab, we will have chicken.
You know,
that's a good thing because there's people who can't do shellfish.
Well, Leidy can't, and neither can Carolyn. Carolyn can't touch it, or she just blows up and they have to give her shots.
Yeah.
But the thing about it was, the people that like crab, it's hard to eat, you know, when you buy it at a restaurant, they give you crab. You never have enough crab.
Right.
That day I walked. They helped me out. I had eaten
in a wheelbarrow.
I had eaten enough crab. I think I had butter dripping off my face. It was
butter
in my hair. It was in my ears. I smelled like crab for a week. I had never eaten that much crab since then because I kind of felt after a while when I could talk, I was embarrassed.
The gorge was over.
Anyway, I tried to control myself after that. I went, that was all the crab I could eat. That's what they said. They meant it. In fact, that was more crab than I could eat. I could just keep doing this. I should have been back in the old Roman times when you walk outside to the vomitorium and then come back in. So, but I didn't do that. Okay. Hey, we're here with One Safe Place. We're going to take
a
quick break.
Get on that this Friday.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, we'll be right back after these messages. You know, again, we're bringing humor to this event. That it's a very serious, where the money goes is very serious. We have a great time in the event. It's done very, very well. It's done with volunteers, people, a lot of agencies and businesses support this by sponsoring this fee, the crab feed. But the money goes to absolutely the best places it could go. 7:44 in the morning, 47 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Foreman's Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, a little place that Linda likes to visit. On those days that she has a couple hours, they have what? They have everything there.
And they can fix your watches, too, and do quick batteries.
Yeah, they do it all.
While you're waiting.
They have selections from all over the world. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR 1460.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving the North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Redding.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Ooh, I love this.
Are we on?
Yeah, there's Dolly Parton.
Did you get the part about throwing up in her mouth?
That's okay, good. That is Dolly Parton, and you must hail to the queen.
And pentatonics.
And that's what I hear in the little, the little mouth action going on there. Oh, that's so cool. She is just, I mean, that's one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life. I just have to tell you that that woman laid it down like nobody's business. I cried.
Okay, you went to one of her concerts.
A drummer that used to work with me in Nashville was her drummer. And so I got to meet her backstage. And she dresses. She has her rehearsals. She dresses for her rehearsals. She has costumes that she wears for her rehearsals because that's who she is. She's never out of Dolly Parton unless she's like hanging at home in her baseball cap.
They say that when she travels, she'll travel in an RV with her husband.
And her wigs.
And people don't recognize her because her hair is brown.
Yeah.
And they don't recognize her all the time.
It's her persona, and she goes into it seriously. When she and Chuck would say that she'd call at 2 o'clock in the morning and say, "I have this idea for a song," and she was she's prolific. That's all is coming out of her constantly.
The 9 to 5 she started with just her fingernails. Just running her fingernails back and forth to get the.
To get the beat. Stumble out of bed, I tumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition.
Oh.
There you go.
That was beautiful.
Hey, we're here with One Safe Place, and we're talking about a number of different things with Kat Kelly and Christine. Mm-hmm. And we've been talking about the crab feed, of course, which is going to be on February the
2nd.
There's still some room, I guess. There's still tickets out
there. Yes, tables for 8 tickets. We always have room for sponsorships, you guys.
That's right. And we've got ours here ready to go. And then now, Christine, though, we're going to talk about the Camp One Safe Place.
Thank you. Yeah, Camp One Safe Place. We have just opened applications for camp counselors. Camp One Safe Place was, we've been doing camp at One Safe Place for quite a while, but in 2016 we launched our own Camp One Safe Place, and we are really excited. We really think that this is going to be the best camp yet. Our annual program, we provide children ages 8 to 15, a safe environment that is fun and has supportive counselors that go through a very rigorous, in-depth training of trauma-informed care, conflict resolution, and they learn how to uplift these children from trauma backgrounds. We get a referrals from a variety of different agencies of children who have experienced domestic violence or sexual assault. So what our main objective here is to help the children overcome these adverse experiences. We teach the counselors how to instill protective factors and connect with the children so that they can forget about all that tough stuff that's happened. And honestly, it provides them an opportunity to process what's happened with a safe young adult. And it's a place for the students to just be a kid and have fun. We have an info meeting coming up to become a counselor. We'd like our counselors to be in the ages of 17 to 25. This allows enough of a gap. We serve our students or our children are between the ages of 8 and 15. So we like to keep our counselors a little bit more on the young side, but between around the ages of 17 to 25 to apply to become a counselor, we have an info meeting on February 25th. And that's going to be held at One Safe Place. The requirements are just that you have to have a passion for helping others and that you actually enjoy being outdoors because this is going to be taking place in at Camp McCumber.
Okay.
Heard of that?
Heard of it. Now, I wanted to share with our listeners that, we've been doing this radio show for 10 years, and I had done a radio show for 2 years before that. This was used to be called Camp Hope. 2 years ago, you changed as One Safe Place has become One Safe Place.
Right.
It is now the same idea, the same organization, but it's called Camp OSP. So it's not like there's two camps going on here. So if you've supported Camp Hope in the past and you know what the drill is, this is exactly what we're doing now, but OSP, Camp OSP.
Right. And the significance of separating ourselves from Camp Hope is to cater to children that are solely in Shasta County. With Camp Hope, they cater to children all over. But we want to really focus on Shasta County because that's who we serve as an organization.
Well, the 10,000 people that come through, many of those are these children. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about, again, we want to bring down that this is from kids 8 to 15 that are going to be in camp. Mm-hmm. And right now you're doing a call to action. And I want our listeners to be thinking of, do you have a neighbor? Do you have somebody you know in high school? Do you have a nephew or a niece or a son or a grandson or daughter that would be interested to become not just educated but learn through going to this meeting on the 25th at One Safe Place, and there the information from there, I'm sure there's training to be able to deal with, you know, kids that are kind of shut down.
Right.
And how you can, that I just think that would be such a defining moment in a counselor's life.
Absolutely.
You know, like,
this is an opportunity to, you know, learn, you know, especially when we're talking about the age range of the counselors that are being sought out.
17 through 25.
Yeah, I mean, this is the time of their lives where they are learning about themselves, where they want to go in life. So when they have this experience, and I went to camp last summer because I was also in prevention at that point, and I got to experience the overwhelming beauty of these kids. Just anyway, so with the camp counselors, it's an opportunity to have it on your resume. It's an opportunity to learn what you want to do when you pick a career, if you want to go into a helping field. It's awesome.
That's amazing. Okay, so again, the 25th, what time is this meeting?
5:30.
5:30, One Safe Place over off of?
It's on Benton.
On
2250 Benton Drive.
Okay, across from the golf, the Reading Golf. Yeah. So you know where that is. All right, so 5:30. Parents, if you've got a 17-year-old kid and you want to be part of this, they're welcome as well, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So they can help guide, you know, and encourage.
Yes.
And so the camp itself takes place when?
The camp's going to be June 9th through June 15th. So we're going to have them for 7 days, 8 days, and have that opportunity to really give them enough space and time to settle down and be in nature. We also invite a variety of partners to come up and host their own activities with the kids. It allows our local community to get involved and really witness the change and the transformation that we're facilitating for these children.
Well, I can say, you know, in another, when I was 14, I went on a YMCA, really on a bus caravan to Guaymas, Mexico. And I just remember, still to this day, I carry around the little blue paper that had the creed and how we sat
to this day.
Well, I it's not in this wallet, but it's, I still never got rid of it. It's got, you know, it's rippled,
right.
You know, but it really was meaningful to me. And just the memory of us sitting around the campfire at night and the songs and this feeling of a camaraderie. And I think that with trauma, not that, you know, the YMCA was different, but I mean, so you're in trauma, you start to isolate, you compartmentalize, mm-hmm. you start to not be one, you can fraction it out. So it's really important to have this kind of a brotherhood thing, I think, that happens at camp.
Absolutely.
Right. And throughout the rest of the year, we host different activities for the children and these counselors become mentors for the kids. So, you know, we host bowling events and we host movies and pizza parties, you know, whatever the kids really want to do. It's just a way for us to facilitate bringing them back together and keep that connection.
Right.
It also allows for the kids who have had maybe similar traumas or want to help a friend or they're going through something. These young children have the opportunity to make new friends, lifelong friends, here locally that will
be able to, they will be able to uplift each other.
Great. Well, we're here this morning with our One Safe Place girls. We've been talking about the crab feed, which is all fun, but we're talking about that those fees, the monies that come from the crab feed and from the silent auction and from all the fun we're talking about go towards events like the camp that we're talking about, One Safe Place Camp. Yes. We have a couple other things we're going to discuss. We're at the end of our time here, though, so we want you to come back, and we'll be discussing some of the other events that are happening. Again, the number and the OSPShasta.org?
Yes. So www.ospshasta.org to purchase tickets or learn more about what we do as an organization. We also have our phone number, 530-244-0118.
All right.
Okay, we're going to take a break for the news, and we're going to have Randall Hemplin when we come back from the other side.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Major headaches for travelers at several big airports in the east. The FAA reporting delays at New York's LaGuardia and across the river at Newark Liberty International in New Jersey. Also delays affecting the Philadelphia airport. This is day 35 of the partial government shutdown. That means that furloughed federal workers will miss a second paycheck. However, there is a glimmer of hope that the impasse over border wall funding will be broken soon.
Shortly after the Senate rejected competing plans to reopen the government, South Carolina's Lindsey Graham says he called the president to talk about a plan to reopen the government for 3 weeks while both sides negotiate.
I told him we're talking about a three-week CR, and all of us believe if we had 3 weeks with the government open, with all the discord coming from a shutdown, that we could find a way forward to produce a bill that he would sign that would be good for everybody in the country, but we need that opportunity.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Graham says he's never been more optimistic that a solution may be within reach.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Due in court this hour, veteran political consultant Roger Stone, arrested and charged in the Mueller probe.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders responded after Stone was arrested in the special counsel's Russia investigation.
This doesn't have anything to do with the president, doesn't have anything to do with the White House.
Court documents say a senior Trump campaign official was directed to contact Stone about additional releases and what other damaging information WikiLeaks had regarding the Clinton campaign. Greg Clagston, the White House.
Bitterly cold weather holding the upper Midwest in its icy grip, so cold, in fact, that they've canceled classes today in Milwaukee, Wisconsin's largest school district. Stocks sharply higher on Wall Street, the Dow up 278 points, the NASDAQ 80 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From Skypass Entertainment comes The Least of These, the Graham Stain story. When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India, a journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
We can't make any mistakes.
I know. We must pray.
Based on the incredible true story, The Least of These, the Graham Stain story, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 1st with a special sneak peek Thursday, January 31st. For theaters and tickets, go to theleastofthese.movie.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Greek lawmakers have ratified an agreement to end a nearly three-decade-long dispute over neighboring Macedonia's name. Landmark vote will see the small country renamed North Macedonia and clear its path to NATO membership.
It all comes down to national pride. Greeks are fiercely attached to their history, of course, and they see Macedonia as a quintessentially Hellenic Greek name, and they have objected ever since 1991 when Yugoslavia fell apart and one of its constituent republics declared independence as the Republic of Macedonia. Now, Greece's northern province, which Thessaloniki is the capital, is also called Macedonia, and Greece blocked its northern neighbours' EU and NATO accession over the name.
The BBC's Mark Lowen. Parts of Australia suffering through a record-breaking heat wave got up to 115 degrees at the airport in Melbourne. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Verizon pinks slipping some 800 workers in its troubled media business.
The company says the cuts of media and advertising employees is needed to help it reorganize the troubled division. After spending roughly $10 billion buying up former internet pioneers Yahoo and AOL, the wireless company had hoped to create an ad business that could compete with Google and Facebook. But Verizon found benefits from integrating those two companies were less than expected. The new CEO of Verizon's media division says priorities will now include focusing on mobile and video products and stemming declines with desktop users. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A growing number of colleges and universities postponing tuition payments and offering grants to students. Finances have been tied up by the partial government shutdown. Statewide college systems in New York, Connecticut, and Nevada have agreed to delay payments for affected students. And at least 20 other schools have made similar offers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 here in downtown Reading. The epicenter of change in Reading is downtown. Good morning. 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring community and compassion. That's what Shasta Regional Medical Center stands for.
Good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Friday. It's the 25th of January. Today we're going to have a sunny day with our highs of 72 and lows of 46. Tomorrow calls for a beautiful sunny day with our temperatures around 71, reaching the lows of around 44. Sunday mostly sunny with 70 and Sunday night 44. Monday calls for mostly sunny with 68 and Tuesday 65. Sunny throughout the forecast till Tuesday. And weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they are locally owned and operated. Senior and veteran discounts always welcome. Give them a call at 365-3793. And our fitness tip of the week every Friday morning goes to Joe Adamson's, owner of Adamson's Peak Performance. Good morning, Joe. What's our fitness
tip? Good morning,
tip?
Carl and Linda.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
What's our fitness
How
tip?
How are you guys?
Buddy, good.
Good. Well, Adamson's Peak Performance is the epicenter of physical transformation.
Love it.
We know that.
Epicenter. Okay.
The epicenter. I love it.
So our tip today is you really need to be patient when it comes to health and fitness results. You know, I like to say that fitness is a journey. You know, it is not a destiny. So, you know, results aren't linear. They tend to come in spurts, right? I liken it to an NBA basketball game where, you know, a team may only have one or two really good spurts during the game where they score 10 or 15 points straight and get that lead on the other team. And it's similar in fitness. Maybe you have just one or two months during the year where you really make progress. You know, the rest of the year, you know, you may be more or less holding your own. And you have to understand that's, you know, part of the game. One of my favorite client stories was a gentleman many years ago that was working out with me in my Churn Creek studio. And he was working hard. He was, you know, regular about getting to his workouts. And I remember him sweating through a couple of workout towels, you know, each workout. He was, you know, sweating so hard. And he came to me one day, I think it was probably after, 3 to 6 months of training, and he said, you know, I'm just not losing weight, and I'm gonna take a break for a while. So he proceeded to quit training, and I remember getting a phone call about 3 months later, and it was him, and he's like, hey, you know what, I've gained 18 pounds, and I need to get back to training. And so we got kind of the kick out of that. The lesson learned was, hey, you know what? Not losing any weight wasn't such a bad thing after all, was it? So he got back to the gym and got back to work. So the tip today is just, you know, hang with it, be patient. You got to be in it for the long haul. It's a journey.
You know, somebody told me yesterday that it takes 6 weeks to make something a habit.
Absolutely.
So you've got to go work out. If you're going to be working out, you got to work out for at least 6 weeks. you know, if it's three times a week or whatever it is, but you've got to do it 6 weeks before you can, you know, consider it something, okay, it's a habit, I can do this.
Absolutely. And those people, you know, those first 6 weeks, they're just kind of figuring out how to work out. You don't, I mean, you don't really even know how to work out in the correct way to even get results. So, yeah, it's a learning process. A lot of times with our women's program, they'll go through a whole program, maybe a 12-week program, and not get a whole lot of results. And then they'll go, well, I'm going to take it again. Now I've finally got this whole thing figured out. They'll take it a second time and get fantastic results. So, yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. Okay. Joe Adamson's Adamson's Peak Performance, the place to work out, our gym of choice.
Awesome. We'll see you guys soon.
All right.
The epicenter of physical transformation.
That's right.
Okay. Take care, Joe. All right. Hey, we are here with Randall Hemplin. As we all look over at Jared to make sure that he's turned on.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning.
Am I on?
There you are now.
Yeah, now I'm alive. Yeah. Well, good morning. Yeah.
You know, it's funny because you said good morning, and then all of us look at the engineer room. We look at Jared, who's like this.
No, you know, he's saying his hands like it's on.
I think it's on.
In that moment, anyway. So how are you?
I'm doing wonderfully. I'm about to go to the gym. Thanks for the
reminder. Oh, I thought maybe you just came back from the gym. Okay. Oh,
no,
you're ready
no,
to
I
go.
Showered. I showered for you, and I'll shower after. I'll shower for everybody else after I go to the gym.
You know, you're wearing this T-shirt. It's called Grandpa Gator.
Grandpa Gator, yeah.
Now, explain this, because I was quite surprised by some of the facts you were saying there.
I am very pleased. My granddaughter goes to the University of Florida, and when she got in a couple of years ago, I thought, well, that's good. It's a state school. You know, they don't have a lot of money. I helped them a little bit. And turns out the University of Florida, you know, we see them in the sports. You know, we see them in basketball and football.
Florida
they're always, you know, they're always up in there in baseball as well, golf. You know, I thought, it's just another state school. Well, it turns out it's like Berkeley. It's like University of Texas at Austin. It's the school in the state, and every single freshman at that school this year had a 4-point or better average. 6,000 students, all of them 4-point. So, you know, heretofore she's been one of the brighter kids in school, and I was always very proud of that. And she goes down there, and I think now she's just average. Well, I mean, that's really kind of cool. And she's working hard. She's making the grades. She's doing these kinds. I'm very proud of her. She's the only granddaughter I have. So,
well, you know. This is a funny thing. I was honored to sit on the board that picked the candidates that went to that were selected to go to the service academies several years ago, and one of them, you know, and they were all the 4.5, you know, those kind of, you know, class presidents, athletes. They were all in that top percentile, and one of them said, "What should I be? What do you think will be the biggest change or the biggest challenge when I go to the academy?" You know, if I get selected to go to the academy. And I said, you're going to be surrounded by 1,100 others just like you, except some of them come from bigger schools, and they're going to be smarter, and they're going to be maybe not smarter, but they'll have more opportunity to learn more things. They'll be bigger, faster, stronger. Yeah. I said, and here you are. You've been at the epitome, the top one percentile, for your probably for your last 12 years. Now you're going to be in the 50 percentile.
Yeah.
And he just looked at me like, oh.
Yeah,
that's
exactly what it is. She's just an average student now, starting out. I mean, she's doing well, so I'm sure she's achieving, good. You know,
right.
Getting the grades
that's
up.
Cool. But but Randall Hemplin, whom, you know, you see in ties all the time, distinguished, he's wearing grandpa
gear. Not if I can help it.
You know, that's true. You are retired now.
I am, yeah. Retired. I'm a busy retiree. Yeah.
Yes, you are. And several boards. Advisory level board. Okay, let's hear about what they are.
Well, you just had one safe place on here, and they're very close to my heart. I was there yesterday for the finance committee. I was on the board for several years and part of the group that decided to build the building. Sierra Center.
Wonderful.
Because of the Miller incident and use that as the prime force to get that going.
Right.
That place runs very, very well now. I mean, it really does. When we merged it and brought it all together, we had like 34 FTEs, full-time equivalent staff, in the disjointed organization when they were in three different places. Now they operate with 24 FTEs. So they've cut the number of people working there by about 30%, and they're serving almost twice as many people. And one of the numbers, they mentioned that they serve 10,000 people. They have 10,000 inquiries and visits a year. The average daily census at the building in the shelter, the average daily census is 35 people. 365 days a year, average 35 people. Hmm. And that is extraordinary. I mean, that's 35 people that are being helped right now.
Right.
And
right
being cared for right now. And you don't hear about that because that's a shelter. That's designed to be, you know, to allow them to come in. And their average length of stay is about 60 days now, where it used to be between 8 and 10. And they actualize their futures.
The reason that that is so important, the 60 days, is that it gives them time to get away from their past in that sense and decompress and then start working for that next job.
For the safe and get a safe environment, get them into better housing, jobs, get them connected with all the services that they need.
Now, they also can take up to 50 people in there.
Yeah.
But what they have is when they run 35, 34, 35 constantly average is, she says, on the weekends, which we didn't get a chance to talk about, but she said on the weekends they get more.
Yeah.
Because of violence goes up. Domestic problems go up on
the weekends. All the things happen when you're...
And it's not necessarily physical violence we're talking about here.
No, a lot of it is mental cruelty. A lot of it is financial cruelty. It goes the gamut. And you did mention that men get affected by this, too.
Absolutely.
You know, it can happen to young men, old men. You know, it's a,
oh, I mean,
it,
I've,
it
I've,
is a problem.
I've seen, you know, I saw a young Marine that had just a shiner. And, you know, found out from First Sergeant that he, his wife, they just nailed him and does this on a regular basis. And this was, you know how many years ago this was? And we were kind of in a quandary. But we did send him to see the chaplain because you can't keep getting beat up by your wife.
Well, and the flip side of it is if he had beaten her, you know what the code of conduct does to him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, anyway, hey, we're going to take a break. We have Randall Hemplin here. Randall has been – his past is such a storied one from the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Twice.
To professional card player.
Yeah, I was paid to play poker in Las Vegas
Is that a professional gambler?
No.
No, it's a professional card player.
Well, it's called a proposition poker player.
Proposition poker player to a Harley rider to a truck driver. I mean, there's so many things this man has done. Nepal, you name it, he's been there. I want to talk about what he's looking at. You love Reading just like we do.
Oh, that's why we moved here. We've been here exactly 10 years now. This is the time in 2009 that we moved here.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So we want to talk about – you've got a different take on the Costco than some people do, because you live right there.
I probably have the home closest to the actual Costco development.
I want to talk about that, and I want to talk about what you see in Reading and what you see in the future of Reading, because you're on a lot of different committees. You are still tuned in.
I'll try to be.
Okay, we're going to be right back after these messages, but Home Helpers is bringing us this segment. Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark's going to help you. Her people are trained. They're bonded, insured. They have it all there. And you can learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give Sharon a call at 226-8350. She's going to set up a program that works for you. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here comes old Rose, she's looking mighty fine. Here comes hot Nancy, she's stepping right on time. Here go the streetlights, bring it on tonight. Here comes the man, fastest
hit. New Year's resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty?
For the morning lineup, right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. as in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600. License number 0D09479.
The feel of shopping in a hometown store. What is it that makes it special? A lot of things. It's familiar faces. It's folks remembering your name. It's employees that are not just hired to work in a department. Some have been with Orchard Nutrition over 20 years, and they're willing to share their knowledge with you. These are all things you've always found at Orchard Nutrition Center. And since 1982, Orchard's motto, supporting local, we're all in it together, says it all. When you step into Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, you'll find a wide variety of organic groceries, fresh organic produce, straight from the farm to Orchard Nutrition Center to your table. Their delicious bakery and deli, and a wide selection of vitamins and supplements, with certified nutritionists to answer all your questions. So whether you're looking for nitrate-free deli meats, certified local organic produce, a wide variety of health foods, supplements, herbs, teas, and so much more, you'll find it at Orchard Nutrition Center. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and open more doors? Get more value than ever before with free first-year tuition at Shasta College. If you're a first-time, full-time Shasta student, you're eligible. It's time to get more out of life. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply to get started. Take more classes, learn more skills, and have more fun with the money you save only at Shasta College. With free tuition at Shasta College for your first year, it's easier than ever to save more, do more, and be more. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply for eligibility requirements and to enroll.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
All day I face the barren waste without the taste.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. We're back live on the air, by the way. 821.
I have a little trophy. It wasn't a large trophy.
We're talking about racquetball in the middle of, you know, what it is to stay in shape and all that good stuff. It's the 25th of January. Good morning. Currently 50 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 72 and lows and beautiful tonight are clear skies with about 46 degrees. We're going to start off by giving a thanks and a shout out to a sponsor. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been helping families, seniors, business owners, and especially veterans since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop, she has all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's the one that handles our life insurance, and we are so happy that we have her in our life in that way, and Judy Maxwell does a great job. 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We're here with Randall Hempling. And we're talking about Randall works out all the time.
Several times a week.
Well, yeah, several times a week when you're not traveling to Nepal. And we did that.
Actually, that was Tibet.
Oh, Tibet. We did that story about Tibet, how you were going on a tour, on a group tour, and it turned out it was just a you tour.
Yeah, because no one else could get
Nobody
a visa.
Nobody was there. Yeah. I mean, it's a great story. And maybe if we have time, we can maybe hit on that at the end. But I invited you on today because you are – As we just found out, you're still on the financial committee for One Safe Place.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You also are involved in many other boards and the in parts of Reading. You were the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center twice.
Yeah.
Once when you just, you know, you retired.
My first 5 years.
Your first 5 years, and you retired. And then they ran into some problems. I can say that.
Yes.
I guess.
Yeah, it was a year ago.
A year ago. They asked you to come back for 90 days. Was it 90?
Yeah, it was exactly 90 days because I left for Tibet the day after I finished.
I told them it was 90 days. Could you stay for another week, Randall?
No.
I'm on a plane tomorrow.
They asked. Because at that point, they had not selected the fine CEO that they have now.
My gosh.
He's a nice fellow. He's a good fellow.
He seems like, you know what? He has been an asset to this community ever since he hit the ground. So good job.
But I didn't pick him.
No, but
I don't get any credit for that. I just introduced him to some folks. And I had to kind of sign off on him. And, you know, I signed off on him. And that's all I did. But he's on his own, and he's working with the company and the hospitals. And I think the hospital's in pretty good hands.
I think it is.
one of the big things we're talking about right now is Costco. It's, you know, we've had both sides on. We've had several people talking. The one person we haven't had on, though, or the one group of people we haven't had on, is people that this will directly affect them or could directly affect them, the people that live in that neighborhood.
Yeah, I live, my home is actually the closest one, I think, to the actual development. I live in Rivercrest.
So what are your feelings on this, Randall?
I'm 100% in favor of it, and not for the reasons that you might think. I mean, the obvious reason is that I could go over there and graze every Saturday and Sunday and get and feed myself, and, you know, I'd have my own cart, and I could just walk over anytime I wanted.
Get your little electric cart, your little golf cart, and drive over there.
The 100% reason is because it benefits Reading to have it right there. And the reason for that is it will bring more people off the highway. Having the gas station there, mm-hmm. which they have in Fairfield. When I go down to Fairfield once sure. a month for the yeah. Partnership Health Plan board meetings. And I fill up with – I always plan it so that I fill up with gas at the Costco that's right there, you know, mm-hmm. within a quarter mile of where I go. And the lines are always incredible in terms of people stopping there to get gas. Well, and the gas, by the way, is always 15 cents at least less than the current rate. So that might be one of the reasons that some of the people are against it. The people that own gas stations around may not like it so much. But keep in mind, you can only go there for gas if you are a Costco member.
Right. It's not like anybody can come off the street.
But people will plan their trips, as I just described. I plan my trip when I go to Fairfield once a month, or twice a month sometimes. I plan my trip and let my gas get to the point where I need to fill up when I'm down there. People will plan their trips around that alone. So when they stop there, they're liable to eat around there. They might even spend the night here at our fine Sheraton Hotel, which, you know, I was involved in, too.
Yeah.
A lot of reasons that people will come there and use that. Now, I can understand, and even my wife, we disagree on the issue of traffic. There's going to be more traffic. Well, that's part of being in an urban environment.
Mm-hmm.
And this is called urban infill. You know, this was always zoned for commercials, but nobody thought it would be this big. But that falls under the so what. It is this big, and it is good for Reading. The tax base. I mean, you had one of the city councilmen on the other day talking about cutting city expense as opposed to, just adding to as it related to the police department.
Right. Instead of raising permits and raising
instead of raising fees, let's find some costs. Well, they've cut us quite a bit. You know, I've been involved in some of the commissions for. The rate increases for water and sewer and garbage and these kinds of things, and the streets, the street plans, and they run a de minimis operation. I swear to God, they really do a nice job in keeping it as close and tight as possible in terms of personnel and the cost of personnel, which is your highest cost. So the solution is more revenue for the city as best possible. Now, they're doing it with the fees. They're doing it with the other things. Well, there's a lot of sales tax that comes via Costco and the things related to Costco, and that will only increase. The danger is that Costco could decide to leave town, go to Anderson. Oh, Anderson maybe couldn't possibly handle it, but they will look at that. And it really, what bothers me is the chutzpah of this community to think that we can tell Costco where to go. Like, we could tell them to stay where they are. By God, Costco, if you're going to stay, you have to stay where you are. Well, that's ridiculous. They're a big company. They are responsible to their stockholders. That's who they work for. They don't work for the city of Reading. They're responsible to their stockholders, and they have to put out a good product to you and I, or we don't buy it. Other arguments. And the traffic is an issue. And some of the people, you know, they don't like traffic circles. They see that as, oh, my God, you know, we don't want traffic circles. Well, why? Well, because they don't know how to drive them. And you learn how to drive. People on the East Coast drive. You go to Europe or any place else, they are all traffic circles.
And there are 18-wheelers mm-hmm. on these traffic
yeah,
circles.
Yeah, 18-wheelers work.
And I realize, you know, there's a lot of fear about this because it's fear of the unknown.
That's exactly what it is.
And when it's unknown, you have a tendency to not want to accept it because you haven't seen it, because some people will say it's not going to work. And I can understand that. I mean, I can understand fear like that because, oh, my gosh, we're going to be backed up for days. This whole thing is not going
to
work.
Well, they have to mitigate it.
Yeah.
It's in the plan. They must mitigate the traffic.
Right.
So that's the responsibility of the city and the highway departments and everybody else to make sure they mitigate that traffic issue. I asked them to mitigate, when I sent my letter over to them, to the planning people, I wanted to mitigate the sound noise and by keeping as many of the trees as possible between my property and theirs. And they are doing that. They're leaving a tree barrier in there so that we get there.
They're making that park, making that area smaller for them and leaving the trees.
Enough trees in my mind. And I asked them to mitigate the lights so that the lights pointed downward and away. It'll be a lighted parking lot for protection and everything else to mitigate that issue. And they're doing that. They're going to do it. And they have to mitigate the traffic. That's the key to everything. And you got to remember this, and you ask, what is our problem here? I mean, I love this city. Mm-hmm. And, this is our home. It has been, and it'll be our resting place. The problem with this city is there are too many people who, one, don't want change, don't understand change, and fight it at every turn. And there are perfect examples. And you remember Measure B? You remember to build the hotel at Turtle Bay, which has been an immense success for the entire community? 46% of the people voted against that project in that election. Well, some of those 46% are the same people who are going to fight this. They're going to fight everything that comes up simply because either they don't understand it or they don't want to see change. They don't want things to change.
I wish there was a way to say to have some kind of little referendum that says, would you support Measure B today?
I can't. When I go out and talk to groups, I ask them. I say, how many of you people were in the 46% that voted against this project? Nobody raises their hand. It's amazing how
it must be. Well, So it was obviously crooked balloting. Hey, we've got to take a break. It's 8:30 in the morning. We have Randall Hempling. Randall lives in the area mostly affected. I mean, directly affected.
Not directly affected
by the introduction of Costco into the.
Pacelli is the only access to for me to get in and out of my property is onto Bacelli
where the Costco
is. We are adjacent to
He is for it 100%.
Yeah.
Because he believes that the traffic will be mitigated, that there is going to be some traffic problems. There'll be probably some slowdowns, but the Costco in itself with what they're planning is going to be good for our city. Increase in tax revenue, jobs, the whole thing.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Here we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is the largest privately owned company in California that teaches firearms, teaches how to use a firearm in CCWs, defensive pistol, in defense of your home, unarmed combat, has all of the ways to defend yourself and your family. And look at Northern Firearms. Check out usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. Linda and I will be right back with Randall Hempling. It's 8:32 in the morning. It's 52 degrees out there. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome and good back. Morning. Yep. Welcome back, as Carl said, little lady.
Little lady, just welcome back. Just climb on up here and let's ride. Hey, it's 8:36 in the morning here. It's 52 degrees. I'm sorry. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold.
Miss your Harley.
What?
Miss your Harley.
Miss my Harley. Yeah, I miss my Harley.
You still have your Harley?
Oh, no, I rode it to Florida and gave it to my son-in-law.
Okay.
He rode it without a windshield.
Yeah.
And you didn't go direct there. You went
through Cheyenne.
Cheyenne, Wyoming,
yeah,
which is not
sweet.
The most direct
ride.
Oh. Okay.
So you had bugs in your teeth for like...
Well, in 2000, the year 2000, I went 7,887 miles in 1 month on that.
We're talking Randall Hampton,
by the
way.
It was...
fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah, and I did catch some bugs then, I guarantee
you. Was that after... your sojourn with cancer?
No. Well, the last one was. Yeah,
the last one was.
I had cancer in 2010. I almost forget about it. Now it's been almost 9 years.
Wow.
It has, it's not unusual. It's not for me. It doesn't surprise me. I guess what I'm saying.
I don't even think about it. It's amazing. People bring it up when you're in cancer. I forget that I had 5 months of isolation.
You're a cancer survivor, and you beat that thing, and it's almost like it was never in your life. You know, like
that's how you
stamped it out.
That's how you have to treat it, because if you get focused on it, then every little lump and bump and everything that happens to you after that, you start. You know, oh my God! You live life.
So you just straddled your Harley and drove up to Cheyenne, and then drove down to Florida, and then handed the bike off to your son-in-law.
Yeah, I actually gave it to my daughter. She gave it to him.
And then Randall hitchhiked back, either hitchhiking or riding the freights all the way back across the country.
I took Southwest Airlines.
Okay, right.
kind of the same thing.
But my story sounds better. You know, your life is your life's a country song at this point.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we talked about Costco and we talked about a lot of times it's fear. It's been a year since the Sheridan's been open.
Yeah, we had opened up on the 18th of January last year.
Yeah,
and we had a little celebration on the 18th for all the employees there and at Turtle Bay so that they could come in, and they celebrated the Sheraton, the various things the Sheraton does. And this Sheraton has been amazing. It's got number one or number two in satisfaction of all the Sheratons in the United States. It has gotten number one to number four somewhere in all the new ones in the world. People are loving it. It is really driving things here, and it's been amazing. And the naysayers, the people that said that it wouldn't work, were saying, oh, it's going to hurt all the other hotels. Well, four new hotels have been built here during the time that that was under construction.
I know. It's the hotels are
doing just fine. I mean, they're all doing well. And
Who are the people that come here?
Yeah.
Are you looking – what kind of people come to the Sheraton?
It is a four-star hotel, and let me tell you how important that is. We are in the running, and it looks like we will probably get the California rally, which is Jay Leno and all of those guys that take their sports cars, and they come to a place and then go sojourn out of there into the various areas, and they've never come to Redding because there was no four-star hotel.
Wow.
So there's a good probability that those guys are going to come up here and help put us again on the map. People are coming to. And what is really interesting, the average daily rate over there, that is the amount of money that the rates, is about $160. That's nowhere. The others in town charge significantly less. And people were thinking, oh, you know, no one will pay that. Well, they're paying it.
Yeah.
Because that's the level that you want. Now, those of us that have to travel to big cities every now and then, and, you know, for a next to nothing hotel, you pay $250. $160 is really pretty reasonable. But people are coming here, and they're not worried about the rate. They want the four-star experience, and it is a genuine four-star experience. And Mosaic, the restaurant, because it's not a hotel restaurant. It's not like a Holiday Inn that may have a restaurant in the hotel. It is separate. It is distinct. It's connected in similar management, but that is a community restaurant.
Love it. We've enjoyed that so much.
Yeah.
We had Bad Bob, who's getting ready to leave. It was his wife who's just retired from the Forest Service. They went there for the chef's table.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh. He sent me a photo of the menu. And I said, and so when I saw him, I said, so how was it? He goes, oh, this was just magnificent.
Good.
And I mean, it was like four courses with wines and all these different things that just looked wonderful. And he said it was. So we've talked about that, and we haven't done the chef's table yet, but we take people over there. We've had people come up and visit us that just stay there. They'd stay there because they like the amenities.
Yeah.
Of the Sheraton.
And then, of course, you have the whole park there. And what is really a joy in this is that those of us who are on the board, I just left the board. I was on there 8.5 years. The park itself didn't miss a step during this whole process. We continued to improve it. The staff hung in there. It took pay cuts. I mean, they just hung tight to make sure that this thing continued to improve. It has grown. The Paul Bunyan Experience, all of these things have grown. We've added to the zoo. We've had some very nice, generous things from Maurice Johannesson. You know, he built the little hospital there for animals and stuff.
Yeah.
People are continuing to support it. It's doing well. Most of all of that was on the backs of the employees there, who are just, you know, they're worthy of every possible praise you could give them.
What has this done? Well, then let's get to this question then. When we were building this, when y'all were building it, I say
there was a lot of risk involved. Well, we used 100%.
We supported this. And, I mean, we, being a lot of us, did support this.
We took the entire endowment, had to pledge that and get loans from the bank. And then
Turtle Bay did.
Yeah, Turtle Bay.
Was it the McConnell Foundation?
No, the McConnell Foundation. We owe money to the McConnell Foundation.
Right.
That was one of our creditors.
Was one of the big fights. I'm not even going to open it up again. But what impact has the Sheraton had on Turtle Bay?
Oh, it changes the whole environment. First of all, when you drive in, you see this beautiful facility there. As opposed, before you drive in, you go to the parking lot, and some people wouldn't. You'd have the parking lot, and then you had to go down the walkway to get to the bridge, which is the thing that brings most people. Then you would see the museum. Now the hotel becomes a focal point because you have to drive by it, and you see it, and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't detract. It fits the environment
in
there
beautifully. It really does.
You pull in, you see that, so it gives it. It gives the whole area a certain gravitas, if you get what I mean. You just feel a sense of growth in that whole area. And it just works beautifully as far as that. And then, as I say, people are staying there or coming to this town who had not been here before, and they go away amazed. I brought the entire board of Partnership Health Plan up last August for our meeting, They all came here, and this is from 14 counties, and they got to see Turtle Bay for the first time.
And we took them
took them into the museum, and they were amazed. And these are people from Napa and Sonoma and Mendocino counties, and they are now, they'll call me when they're coming up into town, saying we're going to stop at Turtle Bay, we're going to spend the night there on our way to Portland or wherever they're
Fantastic.
Going.
Fantastic.
And so it's
another big step forward for Reading.
Right.
Let's just say this.
When you add this, if you think about it, that's the north end of the development of the Sacramento River.
Mm-hmm.
The south end development begins with the Dignity Project. Down there, the Cypress Street Bridge.
Right down there where they were going to build.
That's where Dignity is building their health center, their large health center, which, again, is being held up by the same group of people starting, you know.
With the union.
With the union.
Yeah, union.
Same group of people who fought our development. And they say it's environmental. No, it was already set for environmental. You know, that was already done, but it's because they didn't come right out and say we're going to pay.
And then after Dignity, after we get this settled out with Dignity, and then about that time, all these leases.
All the leases come through.
The leases are out with the Kutras family.
So we've shown what can be done with the Sheraton on the north end, Dignity on the south. Now everybody else can get a little bit enthused and say, you know, a development in here works because that connects the two. You've got that whole drive along there that can be developed and improved over the next. It's not a 2-year project. It's a 50-year project. To bring all of that into where our grandchildren are going to have something is just phenomenal in that area. If people will think about it.
And we got to take a quick break here, but here's what I kind of equate it to. Look at San Antonio's Riverwalk.
Oh,
that's not a river. It's a canal.
It's a canal.
But look what they've done with it because they had vision and they had the impetus and the hotspot. Thank you. That was what I was trying to say, the hotspot to move forward with it. Look at what we have here. We have a river that is so beautiful.
So much more than theirs
that we can develop in a smart way.
Yep.
You know, and so that people, when they think of Reading, they think of this beautiful river, the way you can maybe travel on a river, have lunch on an electric boat, or then, you know, end up at the Turtle Bay, spend the night here a couple of times. Yeah. You know, this is just great. Okay. We need to take a break. 8:46 in the morning.
We'll be right back. KTNR 1460.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Winter is coming! At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They've supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time, your full-service shop. Are you looking for a wood look floor that is low-maintenance and waterproof? Check out our luxury vinyl. Easy to install yourself, or we have professional installers available. There are many beautiful colors and styles to choose from. So come and visit our showrooms and see for yourself. We are located on Highway 273, just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket for 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year. Plus discounts at Sheraton Reading Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $8 a month. For two adults and up to four kids. For a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here. KCNR 1460, the epicenter of change downtown Reading. Looking forward to turning on the FM here, hopefully in a few weeks. We've got all the parts, it looks like. Now we're just getting the engineers to climb up in the middle of the day when it's a nice day. It looks like next week could be a nice day. Maybe we can get everybody up at that point. We've been talking, Carl Lindebaugh, of course, our guest, Randall Hempling. Randall has been the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center a couple times, once for 5 years, and then came back for 90 days to help them bridge a gap they had there. But has been on any number of boards. Today we've talked about how he lives really at ground zero at Costco. He has no problem with it. He looks at this as a big addition to the
It will be a bit of a nuisance for a while. Particularly during construction, but
sure.
Yeah, that's part of that's part of what we do. Yeah, it's life.
And then we talked about how the impact on the Sheraton has been for Turtle Bay, and that's done a lot of great things. It's been here open a year on the 18th.
Exactly a year, and it paid within the first 8 months paid 100% of the TOT that we thought we might be able to do in the first year.
Yeah,
TOT the occupancy tax, the tax of the city. So we overpaid that, which people said we wouldn't be able to do. Well.
And then we also talked about how the river itself, how on one end you've got Turtle Bay and the Sheraton, and then on the other end we have the ability to put the Dignity Health medical. It's
primarily an outpatient and clinic, and move a lot of their resources over there. It's easier access. I mean, you drive up. You've been to Mercy. Easy drive?
No,
it's a pain in the butt to get up there. I mean, and literally, I mean, you can have all kinds of problems getting over. They get that clinic down in that particular area. It's going to be very good for the community, and it will attract more professionals into town and get more people employed.
That's a good question. You know, Linda and I talk. We have a good friend who's a doctor and a doctor's wife, and she is a avid recruiter for trying to bring doctors and their families up here to Reading.
Yeah.
She's having a problem.
It is a problem, yeah.
Because talked about that yesterday, actually, at lunch, about how the doctors want to be up here, but it's the wives. They think about, what about the shopping?
It always
what
is,
about,
yeah.
What about the kids at school? Is there crime? You know, this kind of thing. And so how do you encourage? And I'm like, come on, once you get here, it's amazing.
And there's a reason for that. I mean, you can't blame the wives. The Mrs. Doctors, we used to call them back in the old days. Now, a lot of their only career was to be the doctor's wife and support the doctor.
Right.
when they marry a doctor, whether it's a man marrying a female doctor or vice versa, that doctor is in a career. And in the old days, particularly, they were 24-hour call. They were on for their patients. They were, you never knew when they were going to be home. They couldn't plan vacations. So they give up a good portion of what you and I would consider our normal life,
right,
to be married to this individual. So when they say, well, I want good shopping, I want good, I want to do these things, that's not being selfish. That's just actualizing the only aspect of their life that they have in some cases. So it's not, you know, you can't just, you don't blame it on the wife. You just have to understand that they are a couple, and if they want to maintain their relationship,
absolutely,
she needs to be happy or he needs to be happy.
Well, right. And that leads to my next point here, is because they get the information from the internet. And they see things like Reading, top five places to have your car stolen, you know, things like this. But for those of us who live here, we don't see that much. I mean, we see a lot of stuff out there on the streets and in the parks. But it's no different than any other big city. In fact, of any other city, ours is probably a less of a problem than San Francisco has, San Diego has, L.A. has, Portland, Seattle. However, it's still... It seems like they see these things, they become fearful. We have great schools here.
We do.
We have great medical care here. We have, I mean, we have Whiskeytown, we have Lake Shasta, we have it all. We have skiing, we can be to the ocean.
We have Turtle Bay.
Yeah,
Turtle Bay.
We have a library.
But I mean, you have so many great things about this that if we need to do somehow is get people up here for a 2-week visit or a week visit to be able to show them this.
Yeah. We used to, when we would recruit, attempt to recruit people, the doctor would want to come, and we'd say, well, you need to bring your wife. And he said, no, she can come later. And I would say, no, I'm not going to pay for a trip for you to come out here and say, yeah, I like the medical community. I like the doctors, I like the facilities and these kind of things. And then go back and say, well, my wife doesn't really want to move there. You bring her or don't bother to come. I mean, just straight up.
Good for you.
Tell them that way. And they some would turn it down. They say, well, I can't really do it. They were just looking for a trip to California in some cases like that.
Yeah.
But if they came with a spouse, now what we used to, I lived in Odessa, Texas for 6 years running a medical operation out there. And we used to fly them in. And I would say we would always fly them in at night and then take them immediately to the hotel. So they didn't see. I mean, compare Reading to Odessa, Texas.
Odessa, Texas, I have no idea.
It's on top of the Caprock. It's the Permian Basin. There's a town right near there called No Trees. And the reason it's called No Trees, it has no trees. I mean, it is just, it's
oil
a
wells.
High desert, oil wells,
oh.
Midland and Odessa are, you know, the two towns there. Mm. But I would always insist that they fly in at night. And then I would tell them, you cannot bring your children. Because the children get off the plane, they just start crying. They'd look around there, there's no mountains, there's no, you know, it's just...
There's no grass.
It's literally a desolate area.
It smells like oil.
Wonderful people. Wonderful people. It will remind you of Reading from the standpoint of very generous, mm-hmm. open, caring mm-hmm. people. But it, as in every case, it's always about the people. You know, the environment you work around. But the same problem we would have here. But it's different. This is a beautiful area. But then, as you said, they get on and they see that
they
we
see
have this
things.
Issue and that issue, or they see the – I mean, you have a window to the world right here at the studio,
well,
and you're going to see all these people downtown.
We say wherever
about.
You go, there you are. I don't care if you're in you pick a town, you pick a city, you're going to have an underbelly. You're going to have the same issues wherever you go.
Exactly.
And so, you know, stay here and build it up is what I say.
Yeah.
You stay and
the
you build your good friends and your committee and your community is a wonderful community.
The big problem for recruiting here right now is housing. I mean, you're going to bring a doctor and his wife to town. Where are they going to live? We just had a fire. A lot of the premier areas of town are gone. The other areas have been taken up. People have left town because their housing.
Or they bought all the existing homes up.
Yeah, there's nothing. Yeah. You know, so you got to come in and build. So housing is the particular issue right now as it relates to recruitment of
well, if
folks.
We find somebody that really is really looking for a great house, you know, is willing to
the house right next door to me is for rent. You know, somebody wants to.
We could.
And
I'm a good neighbor.
I'm very quiet.
Well, can make me an offer, and after we sell our house, we come live next door to you.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you're welcome anytime.
Scale down and go condo size.
Yeah. There you go. That's not a bad idea.
No.
Okay.
Hey.
Randall Hempling's been our guest, and Randall has his fingers on the pulse here of Reading.
I don't know if I have the fingers on it, but I care about this community deeply, as do you.
Well, we do care a lot about this community. This community means a lot to us. Talking to somebody yesterday, I can't imagine, after all the times I've moved in my life, another place that would have kept me here. I just don't.
It would hold you.
That holds you. I mean, it's not the business because, I mean, let's just frankly say it. I mean, you can get rid of the business and just move on. But it's the people here, people like you and Barbara and the other people that we have met here that care.
That are dear to our hearts.
But they care about people and they care about what happens here.
They put their money where their mouth is. That's the important thing. It's not just there's so many people with things to make this community great. And like you were talking about, Turtle Bay, the Sheraton, the library. The list goes on about things that are so important that are vibrant. One Safe Place, you know, what you have for people who are in need. So we're just grateful for you, Randall. Thanks for coming on and making our Friday.
You get the last word. We've got like 50 seconds.
I don't need a last word other than to say that this is a marvelous community. It steps on itself far too often. It finds ways to not do things. It creates these visions of horrible things happening to us if something goes, like traffic circles. Oh, my God, you know, what shall we do? There are going to be traffic circles. These are just part of growth. It's just part of life.
We've got to keep moving forward.
Look at it as part of the experience.
There you go.
It's like when I noted that I had cancer. It was just part of the experience. I blogged a little bit and had fun with it, but now I've forgotten it. I'm moving on to whatever next experience that this life brings.
Randall Hempling, so excited to see you tonight at Legends.
Yep, we'll be there.
Legends. Everybody have a great weekend.
Chamber of Commerce event.
Yep.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.